With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne, and I'm joined by Sonia Sorich, the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Fridays are when we check in with Sonia to talk about the region's business news. Let's start with something nearly everybody loves, beer. The beer business might be getting tougher, but that's not the case for all Sacramento area breweries. This week, Moonraker Brewing Company in Auburn announced plans to expand.
That's right. This locally owned business is opening a new brewing facility that's near its current location in Auburn. This new facility will let Moonraker make more beer, and it could be up and running in late spring.
So what's going on? Is this in response to customer demand?
That's a big factor. The operators of Moonraker say they simply can't make enough beer. The brewery opened in 2016, and since then, it's gained a following that extends beyond the Sacramento region. That's largely due to the many awards that it's received. Rate Beer, which is a resource for craft beer enthusiasts, once named Moonraker one of the world's best new brewers. The brewery has several other honors on its list, too.
With this expansion, does that mean the brewery is going to offer any new kinds of beers?
Well, the operators plan to use the new facility to brew Moonraker's staples. But meanwhile, at the current brewing site, they'll be able to dabble in more experimental beers. And among other things, the owners say they want to experiment with barrel-aged sours.
All right. Well, any other news about the local beer scene?
Yes, I have good news for the beer fans in Placer County. A new brewery in Rockland has an opening date. Moxa Brewing Company will debut on February 3rd. This locally owned brewery replaces Dragas Brewing, which closed last February. And you might recognize the main investor in this new brewery project. He and his wife also own a local restaurant called Auburn Thai Garden.
It's been almost a year since Fort Rock Brewing opened in Nimbus Winery Village, which is a well-known property along Highway 50. Now the center is getting two more additions.
The two businesses, that they're both based out of state, and they've chosen the center as their local debut. A Phoenix-based Dogtopia, which offers daycare, boarding, and spa services for dogs, could open in the center in the next 4 to 5 months. And Red Door Escape Room, which is from Texas, is also coming to the center. It's scheduled to have its soft launch in February. And escape rooms, as we've talked about before, are popular in the Sacramento area and beyond. Guests are trapped in a room and they must solve puzzles to escape. There's usually a 60-minute time limit.
All right. Well, this Nimbus Center has gone through some changes, right?
Yes. The center is located off Hazel Avenue on Highway 50, and its other businesses include the Old Spaghetti Factory and Monster Mini Golf. Local real estate investor Ethan Conrad acquired the center in 2013, and it's since been remodeled. The property is now being billed as a destination entertainment center. These two new additions are consistent with that label. They're the experience-oriented types of retail that we're always talking about now.
And a unique property in Granite Bay is on the market if you've got more than $7 million to spare.
Yes, we're talking about the largest single property in Granite Bay. It's called Broken Arrow Ranch, and it's on the market for the first time in more than half a century. The property covers more than 200 acres, and it's mostly undeveloped. Now, a new owner could possibly develop the property or put it to a different use. It's listed for $7.789 million.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.